been asked to share a message of encouragement for all of you today. With all the things happening around the world in the past year, we all could need some encouragement. 2021 is already coming to an end, and 2022 is just around the corner. Even though it's only been a year, the world does not look like how it did before. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of our lives, including our health, occupation, and even our future. We worry for our own safety, but not only that, the safety of others, especially our loved ones, who are more vulnerable to the virus. Aside from health, we worry for our job security as thousands of people have lost their jobs and source of income. We even worry about our future as the pandemic has been affecting us for a long time now and we begin to have doubts on our beliefs. This pandemic has begun to strike doubt in our belief of our government, our healthcare system, our society, our belief in people, and even our faith in Christ. My grandmother shared these verses with me back in 2010, it's a long time now, and has touched my life ever since. These verses are taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. These verses remind us that, 1, God is always watching over us. 2, to always have faith in him. 3, to cast our earthly worries aside. And 4, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, our Messiah, please be reminded of how much he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. With all our struggles today, I hope that these reminders have brought you encouragement into your life. Merry Christmas.